My name is Kieran McGarrigle, and this is Reviewables, the comedy podcast that examines the lowbrow pleasures and overlooked moments of life.
I haven't said that in a while.
We haven't. No, yeah. We never do that.
Because it's a complete lie.
We should come up with it.
Here's complete bullshit.
Guys, if you have a description for what this podcast is, please tweet us at ReviewablesPod and let us know. Also,
because the people who run the podcast don't
have
know.
No fucking idea what's going on.
Please,
Apple Podcasts, leave us a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts. That'll really help push us up the recommendations lists and get us into... spread the word, get some more listeners. Anyway, besides all that, today's guest is former Republica Telly presenter Kevin McGahern. Energy sources we like, renewable. Some suits are hard and others are chewable. Bank accounts, well, interests accruable. We believe that everything's
renewable. Boom goes the podcast.
Wow.
Tick, 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 talk.
Will Smith here, co-hosting.
I'm recovering from a cold. I have a growth on my neck.
You do have a growth on
your
neck.
I don't know why I'm mentioning that, because it's an audio podcast. Kevin McGarren, he's running late. He's on his way, so we're filling time before he gets here.
Tread in water.
Future past host. Or sorry, past
he wasn't
guest.
Past host.
Future celebrity co-host. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Someone at the door there.
Hello, hello. Oh, lads, how's it going?
Oh.
No.
Do you mind if I just answer my way inside here?
Well, this is surprising.
How you doing?
Pull up a mic there.
Testing.
I'm Edwin.
We have...
Well, we don't have Kevin McGarren yet, but we do have...
Mr. Varadkar on Taoiseach.
Please call me Taoiseach.
I was thought you were going to say call me Leo.
No. Please don't call me Leo.
Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, short for the Shocker.
The Shocker.
The Shocker.
I've never heard these handles for the leader of the country.
It's just some nicknames I've been bandying around with the lads, you know.
The lads.
Yeah, the boys.
The boys.
Rooster. Snotzer. Beanbag.
Oh, Beanbag.
Chicken Philip Mossy. The Cupster.
Is this the alternative cabinet that you have?
And of course, Jane.
Oh, Jane, yeah. The token female.
It's not cool to give girls unpleasant nicknames, in my opinion, to 2017.
How did Beanbag get his name?
Are these ministers?
Beanbag's he's a large guy that some of us fall asleep on when we've had a little bit too much schnockta, if you know what I mean. Puts me right to sleep.
Well, too much schnockta.
Well, Taoiseach.
Right.
Listen, lads, I'm sorry for just barging in on
no,
you.
No, it's fine.
To be honest, I just need to get away from that spot, you know? Just wrecking me head.
Sure.
Absolutely
sure.
Wrecking me head.
So do you want to hang out here for a while?
Do you mind? I'm just trying to hide. There's a couple of secret servo guys who protect me in a big pram. They kind of push me around the town. And I gave them a bit of a slip. I dressed up a pillow. I don't know if you've ever seen the Clint Eastwood film Escape from Alcatraz came out there recently.
Yeah.
I am a big movie buff. So I dressed my pillow up to look like little Leo, you know. And give them the old slipperoo.
So there's two Secret Service, that's what we call them as well. Secret Service wheeling a pillow around.
A fucking pram, man.
In a pram, thinking it's the Taoiseach.
Do you mind if I smoke?
No, smoke away. Smoke away.
Smoke away.
I mean, you're the leader of the country, so you can...
Get fags.
Well, I've got rollies, if that's all right.
Cool, man. Yeah, I actually prefer them, to be honest.
Sure. I mean, it is kind of... It's technically illegal
to
smoke.
It's definitely illegal, yeah.
And
yeah.
This is technically not a workplace because nobody's making any money.
Well,
he's got us there, Edwin.
Got you by the fucking short and curly there, Eddie.
Well,
where's this fucking mad cunt from? You're like Bernard O'Shea. Do you mind? Do you know that lad off Bridget Naaman?
I do actually. Yeah, yeah.
He's a real Bernard. You're more of a Jen, I think. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You're a sexy
I am married
one.
To an Italian, so there we go.
There you go.
Is that Italian?
No.
Okay. All right.
Connections. Just
you use an Italian name.
So,
Leo. Can I call you Leo? Or
please call me
Mr.
Taoiseach.
Mr. Taoiseach.
Mr. T.
We do
have been called Mr. T?
Sure.
But that was when you used to like making big pots of tea for everyone.
No, that's when I was a teacher in an underprivileged school in Kildare.
Oh.
Yeah, really rough county.
Yeah.
Kildare.
You don't want to walk through Kildare at night, guys.
Or the daytime.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Did you reach the kids?
I didn't actually. I wore a leather jacket and
that didn't work.
No,
that's surprise.
And a very tight pair of woman's jeans,
right?
Right up to my belly button, up to my navel, nice. And I plonked myself up on the table. I spun around the chair the wrong way, so that essentially the chair is facing the blackboard. I sit on the chair facing them. Mm-hmm. So just to paint you as a picture, I've got the back of the chair. And I'm resting my elbows on it.
Wow.
And I'm using the chair essentially the wrong way. And the idea here is to put the idea into the kids' heads. This guy thinks outside the box.
Yeah.
And he's not a Mr. Square Pusher.
You were doing what Robin Williams was doing with tables in Dead Poets Society, but you were doing it with chairs.
That's right. Robin Williams, ironically, by standing on those tables, he was turning them upside down, figuratively speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And did the kids... Did they get that?
No, they put some bangers in my lunchbox and ruined a tuna sandwich.
That's a shame.
This was it couldn't have happened at the worst time. I was put into this school 2 weeks before Halloween.
Ah.
So the little cunts had just their bags filled with fireworks.
Mr. Taoiseach, I'm not sure if that's language you should be really...
What's the fucking problem, man? Listen, we're just lads having a bit of a bant.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, calling children by that word...
It's a term of endearment.
When you're the leader of the
country.
Where
I grew up, man.
Where did you grow up?
Oh, just everywhere. I was a bit of an army brat, you know.
Were you? Yeah. Even though your father was a doctor.
Well, you know.
Was he an army doctor?
He was an army doctor, yeah. He used to put legs back together after bombs.
Wow.
That was his speciality.
Well, I heard when you say you're an army brat, you weren't... your father and mother weren't in the service.
Not.
You used to just dress up in a... child's Halloween Hitler costume and throw bangers in people's letterboxes.
It wasn't Hitler, it was Charlie Chaplin if he was in the SS.
Charlie Chaplin,
great
as
dictator.
The great tramp, the little dictator. Although we don't like to say tramp anymore. I like to call Charlie Chaplin the little homeless man.
The little displaced person.
Little displaced person, exactly.
Yeah.
And he had his own child. Do you ever think about having children, Mr. T?
Oh, listen, I don't want a couple of brats weighing me down, you know what I mean? I just think that I've got a lot to live. I'm a young, sexy Taoiseach. I'm like Justin Trudeau or one of them guys.
Yeah, you're
and I just
young-ish.
Want to, you know, just
yeah.
want to just
you're young-ish.
Chill out for a couple of years, you know what I mean? Don't want to get weighed down in a few snappers.
Yeah.
Well, just
young,
don't carry them
around. Nearly 40, though, Mr. Taoiseach.
Man, if you've seen Sex and the City 2, 40 is the new 30.
Wow, is it? I haven't seen Sex and the City 2.
Is it good? It's great. Wow. Really, I mean, if that didn't solve the Middle East problem, level of sensitivity those ladies showed, so brave. I think it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wonderful scene where a load of these lassies in burkas, and the girls are trying to connect with them, obviously, you know, American girls, westernised females, quite affluent. And the burka women are like, here, we're just like you. And they lift up the burkas. Underneath, they've got all this Gucci jewellery and stuff and designer dresses. Just goes to show that underneath a bit of a costume, all ladies like to dress up.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what creed you are, you know.
I don't think the burqa is a costume per se.
Well, listen, I figure I come on here. I don't have to be 100% PC. To be honest, guys, I'm just here to let off some fucking steam.
Okay, so so on
you
that,
have no idea what it's fucking like, guys, down that place.
On that note,
it's just so boring, guys. Just such full of outlines.
I've seen you on the TV. All right, you don't look like you're enjoying it most of the time. I have to say.
Well,
look like you'd rather be, you know.
I'd rather be in a smoking room with Crawdaddy.
Yeah.
Just sharing a bifta with Googie, you know?
Yeah.
I do enjoy a nice bifta.
In Crawdaddy.
In the Crawdaddy. Which
it is definitely
which
still open.
In 2009.
You're reading the names of these places off a list there as well, Mr. Taoiseach. What's that about?
Mm.
Is that a memory aid or is that, I mean, you're not. this is...
I just like to write down my favourite things.
Oh, that's okay. That's
and,
reasonable.
Look at them from time to time so I don't forget. I mean, just remember the good times, you know what I mean?
You've underlined bifta there, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love biftas, you know.
Okay. 420. All right. All checks out. Here's a question, and I know a lot of people have been talking about this since you're a cool young Taoiseach. That are you gonna make 420 a national holiday in Ireland?
Well, it's a national holiday in our house, I'll tell you that much.
Is it?
I love getting high. 20th of April is actually Hitler's birthday as well.
Yeah,
so that's a sensitive issue.
Yeah.
So,
do you celebrate that in the house? Hitler's birthday?
Well, we do it our own way. I mean, like,
by getting high.
Beans are great.
Traditional way.
Beans are great at rolling up sort of novelty joints. And like, we do throw stuff at him, like, you know, do the crucifix, you know.
Do a swastika.
Do he does a swastika.
He does a swastika joint.
On 420, Hitler's birthday. I mean, it's insensitive, but listen, yeah. We're edgy kids.
Edgy, yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's what Hitler would have wanted, but all the better for that.
Exactly.
I think, you know.
Listen, I know it's, you know, it might be, I'm speaking out of turn here, but I think that guy was bang out of order, you know.
Yeah, I think I think people would agree with you there.
Well,
I think that's one thing people would.
I don't know. There's a lot of people on Twitter seem to think he had the right idea.
George Hook, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for saying stuff that people find offensive, but Hitler,
no way,
he wouldn't be invited to my birthday party. I'll tell you that much.
There, you've heard it here, folks.
I'll not be hanging around to him in heaven, you know. When you all make it up to the spirit in the sky,
it'd be surprising if he was there.
I'd be raging, but I'd go straight up to management would be like, excuse me, get this guy the hell out of here.
I like the way you said hell there. Little foreshadowing where he's going
to
end up.
Well, you know, you like to put the idea in their guys' heads, you know?
Yeah. So, we've got to, while we have you, yeah. I've got to ask, sure, what did you make of, what'd you make of the new LCD Sound System album? Mr. T.
I have to say, I wish there was a couple more bangers on it. I really, like, I loved the early stuff. Like, yeah. Dan Plunkett playing in my house. Like, that's been a dream of mine. That's one of the reasons why I want to be the T-Shock, so I could ring up Daft Punk and say, hey, I want you to play at my house.
Wow.
And when that song came out, I mean, like, we used to just go mad, you know? And I have to say, the newest one, American Dream, which I assume is an ironic title, obviously, with the state of the United States at the moment. We had a recent terrible shooting in Las Vegas. And I mean, it really needs to bring up the issue of gun control. But I think the new album, I just wish was a couple more bangers on it, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of introspection. You know, the guy's getting older. Mm. I understand as guys get older, they get little bit less crack, you know. I see you guys don't suffer from that anyway.
What a charming man.
So yeah, that's my basic review.
Yeah.
Listen, I give it 3.5 stars. If I had a couple more bangers on it, it'd make it up to 4.
Yeah. Did you bring that up with them? Did you tell Nancy that?
I didn't
that?
Get a chance to speak to them, actually.
Did you not?
No.
It's interesting. I heard...
Well, there's various reports saying that they spoke to you.
Oh, I saw something there on Twitter. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about that. Like, a lot of fake news floating around the place.
Right.
But a couple of us headed down to the gig there the other night. And, like, listen, as I said, I'm a massive fan.
Beanbag sorted you out with tickets?
Beans wasn't there.
Oh, no.
No, that's Beans' night to see the kids. So he...
It was Mucko sorted you out with tickets, wasn't it?
You know Mucko?
Yeah, I know Mucko. No way. Here's the report that I heard, Mr. T.
Let me tell you what happened to me, first of all. And then then you can have your side of the story.
I could speculate here, and then you could illuminate us with the truth.
Would you like us to ring the camcorder to get order?
I would prefer if I give my true account of the story.
Okay.
And then you tell me what you think happened. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Bear in mind, one of us was there; the other one wasn't. Okay.
Right.
Can you respect that for a second? So a couple of us landed down to LCD. We had a little bag of Billy Whiz. And, you know, we're doing a few bumps. We're just, to be honest, I'm waiting. I'm trying to time my pill to, obviously, something like Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the last two songs. And I've got it down to a fucking art at this stage.
I'd say so.
What I do is I ring up the venue. I said, what time is this band playing at? Okay, what time are they absolutely have to get off the fucking stage at, right? I'm talking including encores. And they'll say roughly something like 11:30.
Mm.
So I'm like, right. So roughly about 40 minutes to 11, I'll fucking throw at least two pills in there. I've got a couple left over from two summers ago called Blue Ghosties. I saved them for only the good gigs.
Yeah.
So anyway, I bang in two Ghosties into me at about 10 past, or about 20 to 11. It comes up, they start playing all my hits, they're playing All My Friends, they're playing Daft Punk is playing at my house, they're playing what's that other one,
Losing My Edge.
Losing My Edge.
Yeah.
Right now my head is,
that's something you don't have to worry about.
At this stage my little head is about to fucking explode and my hairline has actually gone back like 2 inches because my brain is just trying to escape and just grab onto the chins. So anyway, I'm fucking flying at this stage. The band ends and I'm like, come on the fuck cunts, we're going backstage. So I grab the gang, the Fine Gael gang, and you know, we're all putting our hand up in the air so we can all find each other, you know what I mean? Making little it's hard to convey in a podcast.
Muppet.
Basically doing Muppet kind of, hands in the air. So that
I've seen you do that in The Doll when Mary Lou is talking, you're doing Muppet hands across.
Well, that's more of just to kind of bring her respect down a bit and kind of making fun of her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we wangle our way backstage. I've got all the passes, you know. And I spot some of the LCD guys and I'm like, come on the fuck, I'm going to go up and talk to these guys. And I see they've got a load of tacos and, you know, nice little delicacies. So we are gasping. Like, we haven't
eaten. Backstage writer, yeah.
We haven't eaten in about 12 hours. My colon is just completely clogged. It's like a concrete fucking snake stuck in my colon. I haven't eaten in ages. I've just been caning it and drinking pints. So I started launching into these tacos and then I go up to the guys and I see he's got like a repeal tote bag or something around his neck. Yeah. I'm like, all right, very funny. First of all, I can't have an abortion, so that's kind of an insult to me. Second of all, I'm gay. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that.
Gay man, yeah.
I have heard actually something about
you know, that.
Yeah.
It's just you're just really pushing the issue into my face. Mm. And I just decided, you know, this guy, he's obviously been eating a lot of tacos as well, and he literally just farts in my face. He turned around and he just farted four times.
Good.
Three quick ones and one really long one. I just turned on my heel. I'm like, listen, I'm not putting up with this. It smells really bad. I'm getting out of there. And then suddenly there's this big story about him insulting me insulting him, an exchange of blows. And it's just all been blown. Not, you know, come on, let's be mature here, guys. It's just all been blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
So, interesting. That's an interesting take on it. Because so the stories that we heard is that Al, the guitarist from LCD Sound System, who's also in Hot Chip, was wearing a tote bag, a repeal tote bag, around his neck.
Yeah.
And like initially, I thought that it was just that he was wearing a bag around his neck.
As you do, you know. Musicians, they're always wearing bags around their neck.
Yeah. Some of them carry their drumsticks there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of confusing to you and unusual that he would have a bag around his neck. And
and it was the fashion that he couldn't handle. He was like, I can't handle this new fashion craze, wearing bags around your neck.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
I won't be able to connect with this guy on any level if he's wearing a bag around his neck.
No, it was a stinky fart. He did a stinky fart from eating Mexican food.
Was it fish tacos?
Nothing
was it beef?
It was a mixture of fish and beef. Nothing geopolitics whatsoever. Here, listen, the way I figure out is it's your body, it's your choice.
And he chose to an extent.
Look at that.
Let me just say that.
I was pulling back a little bit there.
Yeah.
Listen, I think girls should be able to make whatever decisions they want up to a point.
Right.
What point is that?
Well, we don't have to discuss that here. It's a comedy podcast, you know. But don't worry about that. I'll iron out the deets there, and we'll let you know if it's time to vote in it.
So you're a big fan of two of their songs.
Yes.
Daft Punk is playing in my house.
Love
which
it.
Was theirs. And Losing My Age, which is their first and second singles.
Yeah. Just those first two bangers just knocked them out of the bloody park. You know what I mean?
But you wish there was more.
10 or so years ago, you just wish there was more bangers and less introspection
on the new one.
It was my first, bad experience backstage at a concert when I was 17. I was a massive Blink 182 fan, still am. I think What's My Age Again is
38. You're 38, Taoiseach.
Yes. when I was 17, maybe it's a bit young, maybe 25. It's hard for me to work out the ages. Such, I should really have written this down, but
you're not the minister for maths,
exactly.
Or the minister for ages,
yeah.
Or the minister for birthdays.
Who is the minister for birthdays these days?
It's a southern gentleman,
Teddy
from America.
No, he's southern, as in he's from Cork.
Oh, right. I thought he was from the
Teddy
south.
Creeby is the minister for birthdays.
I thought he was the minister for birthdays.
No, that he was kicked out because he wasn't Irish.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
I think there's a lot of people in the government as well, or people trying to get into government, who believe that if you're not Irish, kick you out.
Hey, listen, 2017. Yeah. This was back in 2015.
It was a different time.
Anyway, just get back to my story. So I'm there. This is during this is during the craze of Blink 182, where everyone cool was listening to Blink 182, and you know, remember
you and your friends,
me and my friends,
the Trinner Gang.
Oh God, Muxer was crazy about Travis the drummer. But anyway, so we go backstage. I've got the passes from Dad, and I rock backstage. And
the passes from Dad.
Yeah, his dad got his dad got the passes.
He's got all the passes. So go backstage, and Tom DeLonge, the lead singer and guitarist, is there. He's just eating M&Ms, and I said, "How you doing, Liam Wrecker? Love your music. I think what you're doing is fantastic. You're reinvigorating punk and dishing it up and digesting it for a young 90s audience." And he said, "Who are you, you little wanker?" And he just learned the word recently in a tour in London. And I said, I'm a massive fan of your band,
yeah,
Blink-182. And he said, "Oh, really? Well, if you're such a big fan, why don't you blink 182 times?" And, you know, as a sort of way to belittle me. And him and the other two guys, they're ganging up around me. I'm a young guy, I'm 25 years old. And they're ganging around saying, "Blink, blink, blink, blink." So yeah. I blinked 182 times. I got to about 150 and my cornea detached. And I was lying there holding my corneas in my fucking hands, guys. And they realised this is kind of a bit bad. And they just left me there in the green room covered in M&Ms.
Oh, wow. God.
So I've had some run-ins with bands before. Yeah, wow. I guess you could say.
So this is just a long, another episode in a long history. Yeah.
The green room, right, yeah. Misadventures.
You wait till you hear what happened to me at the Australian Fleetwood Mac band. Oh,
the tribute act.
The tribute band, the Australian Fleetwood Mac.
Now, the story that I heard,
yes,
Mr. T, is that you were so out of it on something or other. You thought they were a real band?
They were actually Fleetwood Mac.
I've heard that you're convinced that Stevie Nicks is an actual witch. So you were asking her for an incantation of some kind?
Well, I don't know what I used the term incantation. I was asking for a love spell, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I fell in love with my milkman.
Right.
He was just a gorgeous little milkman. And I don't know if you've seen the episode of Father Ted. There's an episode in which a milkman is in it. And
yeah,
Mrs. Doyle... Yeah. Is in love with him, and she orders
Pat Mustard.
I'm not sure what the actress's name was, but she ordered far too much milk. And the idea, of course, the humour where it emerges from this is that she's ordering more milk,
yes,
so that he will come by more often.
Right, yeah.
I did that. I used to do that with my milkman, Peter. And Peter was a handsome man. He's a working class man. He kind of represented everything I wasn't, you know.
A bit of rough.
He was a little bit of rough.
Wow.
If he was played by an actor, we'll say, in Fair City, I would pick somebody like, what do you call the dangerous lad from Boyzone?
Mikey Graham.
No, not Mikey. The guy with the tattoos and the...
Shane Lynch.
Yeah,
I'd have
somebody like Shane Lynch play him. You know, he had tattoos and he spoke like a... I can't do a Northside accent. Right, lads, would you like some milk? Would you like some milk?
That's pretty Northside there.
Do a Northsider accent. Do a junkie accent there.
You want some milk here, Mr. Leo?
Is that an Indian accent?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, it's a little bit like an Indian accent.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's
an Indian accent would be, "Well, Mr. Leo, here's some
Edwin." Bang out of order in 2017. I'm a gay man,
just,
for God's sake. Half gay, half Indian.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
Just the bad halves.
I could have you thrown in a fucking gulag, you little prick.
A gulag?
Yeah.
Like a Turkish meal.
For fuck's sake, how do you deal with this?
Listen... Mr.
Anyway,
T,
I want to get right. What was I talking about?
Funny enough, though, that you call Mr. T.
Oh yeah, I fell in love with my milkman.
But you do love milk.
Yeah, I love milk and my tea as well.
But you're called Mr. T, and he hated milk. No, wait, he loved milk.
He hated helicopters, you bollocks.
Yeah. He hated flying.
I knew it was one of those things. And he used to drug his milk. Did you ever drug Peter's milk?
I did not, because Peter would never drink milk that was unsealed.
Milkmen don't drink milk. Most milkmen are lactose intolerant.
Don't get high off your own supply, kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah, because they don't want the milkmen to be drinking all the milk. Like, oh, I'm delivering milk all morning. I'm thirsty. I've just eaten some spicy food. God, what'll help? Milk. Now, what were you doing with all this extra milk in your house? How did you get rid of all the milk?
Cleopatra in it.
I got
answer the question, Mr. T.
I'm getting round to it. I did Cleopatra it a bit. I filled I had a claw-footed bat up in one of the bathrooms in my room.
One of the bathrooms.
A claw-footed bath.
What's a claw? The ones that stand in the middle of the floor and yet
basically looks like you eat your bat's a flake. A monster with no head.
Yeah.
You sit in it and you have
feet.
A flake.
Yeah, it's got gold feet essentially with claws on it, and the taps. There's two different taps for the hot and the cold.
So you get in and eat a flake or a boost bar?
I go in. Sometimes I leave the window open and hope people bring me chocolates. I will eat.
Some lad might ski down a mountain and bring you a bit of chocolate.
Or someone might train an owl, attach a twirl to its talons. It swoops in, drops it in your lap.
That's probably like something Don Conroy would enjoy, but not the Taoiseach of Ireland. Thanks very much. So I would lie.
You're
in
not a Harry Potter fan, then?
No, I would lie in the.
Is Don Conroy a Harry Potter fan?
Oh, it's awesome.
Probably all the bloody owls.
Yeah,
fuckers mad for them. I'd lie in a bath of maybe 30 or 40 liters of milk.
Nice.
Now the only thing is, you can't really wash yourself in a bath full of milk. Because you kind of want to drink the milk when you're finished.
Mm.
So I would advise to any youngsters out there, want to have a go at this, have a shower first of all, give a good hard scrub, and then have the little milky bath. And if you want to spice it up a bit, throw in a packet of Cocoa Pops and eat away.
Wow.
Chocolate turns brown.
If you put it in a jacuzzi, it'd froth up and you could make lattes for everyone afterwards. If you had like some sort of milk jacuzzi party.
You could. Some sort of milk jacuzzi latte party. Yeah. I could definitely see that happening, yeah.
Milk jacuzzi latte party. That was a B-side, I think, of LCD Sound System.
Yeah, that's one of their 19-minute long.
Wasn't a banger because I didn't hear about it.
Well, can't argue with that.
So are you looking forward to any more gigs?
I got to say, guys, it really just put me off, just this whole Taoiseach thing. Just like, I was like you. That's kind of partly the reason why I'm here today.
You used to be bald?
Connect with, always had a thick head of black hair.
Nice.
Much like a newborn baby. I don't know if you've ever seen a newborn baby. He's got beautiful, beautiful, strong-looking hair and a great hairline. So I'm here today, basically. I want to get in touch with the common man. I've just kind of lost touch a little bit. I miss my old lifestyle. I miss going down to, as I said, going down to Crawdaddy or hanging out in the Viper Room, watching a cool gig. Getting a burger and Rick's Burger there just on Dame Street.
He's reading all these references off. He's got them perfect.
You know, getting a lock in at Whelan's. Who doesn't love that, guys? Am I right? And it's just since the whole Taoiseach thing, it's just like so many people just saying to me, like, oh, you can't do that. You have to do all this work. And it's just getting on my tits, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you find people treat you differently?
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah.
And how were you treated before?
Just like a normal guy, like just getting on the bus, just like one bus into town, please. And the driver would be like, that's however amount of money that costs.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, here you go, keep the change. And he's like, thanks very much. This is €5. I'm like, yeah, I know. Relax, man. And, you know, just head into town.
Just a regular Joe.
And tell the driver to stop when it's time to let driver. Let me off here, please.
Pull the string.
And the bus driver like drops you to wherever you want to go. He says, "All right, actually, it's just two shops up. No bother. Just you know, normal common man life." And I just miss it, you know. I've been able to go down to Stephen's Green, smoking a big four skinner, and just going to the cinema at 2:00 in the day.
Yeah,
because XXX2 or something like that. You know.
Just the next generation.
Triple X to the Next Generation.
I think you're mixing up genres there, buddy.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking of Star Trek.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that you used to go smoke joints in the shape of the Jewish candle thing.
Oh, yeah.
So there'd be six people smoking
crazy
off one big joint. I mean, those
days are gone, I'm afraid.
those constructions are not as popular anymore. People just want to. People want to pop a pill.
Yeah.
Or
love that as well.
Huff a line up their nose.
Huff a line up their nose.
I do that as well. Yeah, definitely.
You'd basically do anything. You'd drug us under the table, is what you're saying.
Basically, I would, yeah. If it came down to it, I would get under the table and do drugs with you. Not sure if that's what you meant by that. But
there are a lot of drugs under this table.
Listen,
right now.
I know I can talk freely here because, let's face it, it was like 150 people listening to this right now.
It's not
going to go national. So I can say, you listen.
Exclusive.
I've done a bit of Henry the Hoover in my time, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie.
You used to call me the Dyson. You've used the vacuum cleaner.
You used to call me the Dyson.
Oh, right. You're talking about...
Double drop Leo cocaine. The Dyson. Oh, wow.
I don't really want to spell it out.
I thought you were talking about getting a Hoover on your penis.
Jesus Christ, no.
And making it...
Listen, I never had
suck
to...
Suck you off.
I never
like,
had
like
to.
A robot's giving you a blowjob.
No, the last thing I want is R2-D2 going down on this meat.
Yeah, you want 3PO. He's the gay one.
I've always been able to get it fairly handy, lads. So I've never had to resort to household appliances to get me off, so to speak.
I think that's a lesson for everyone. Don't resort to household appliances to get you off, so to speak.
Well, I think we've run out of time here.
Yeah, I think Kevin McGarren's going to be coming in. She'll be here soon, so maybe we might wrap.
Oh, yeah, hang on a second. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, Kevin?
Well, what's the crack?
You outside, yeah?
I am, yeah. How come the door's locked? It sounds like somebody's already talking in there.
Yeah, you'll never believe who's here. Have a guess. You'll never guess.
Dick Spring.
Oh, so close.
Really?
Yeah. It's Leo Varadkar. I know.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ask about the LCD sound system thing?
I did, actually, yeah.
What was the crack there?
Well, I can't talk right now. He's standing right across from me.
Who's on the phone there?
Oh, it's just you wouldn't know him. He's off the telly.
Oh,
Kevin McGarren.
I only watch Netflix, I'm afraid.
He's not on Netflix.
He's not on Netflix.
I think he has Netflix.
What are you talking about? Can I come in or what?
Yeah. Come on. We've just got to get rid of Leo. Right. Okay. We're buzzing now. So, Mr. Varadkar.
Yes, indeed, boys.
Thanks a million for coming in.
Yeah, it's been educational.
Gracing us with your presence, our humble podcast.
Here, listen, it was just a pleasure, man, just to let off a bit of steam, you know?
Yeah, sure. We look forward to, maybe we'll have you back on to talk about the referendum.
I'd love that. Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely something that would definitely be good for a comedy podcast.
I'm sure the podcast will still be running by the time that comes around.
Thank you for that vote of confidence.
It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
Thanks,
Sloan.
Good luck with the internet radio.
Well,
and that's our show for today, surprisingly enough.
Yeah, that was
unexpected.
You
just bumped into him.
Yeah.
Hey, Kev.
Sorry, I'm late. How long have we got on the clock?
We've got 30 seconds left in the studio.
Oh, no,
so
anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah.
Well, when does this go out?
Mid-October.
Mid-October, all right. Yeah, I'll be in the Laughter Lounge on the 2nd of November to the 4th of November.
Oh, yeah, come see Kevin there.
So I'm fucking rage and I'm late.
We'll get you again.
All right.
Yeah. All right, that's all from us for this week.
It's a pity that the podcast, even though it goes out at any time, has to be a very specific recording time.
Yeah,
it is a pity that things have to happen at certain times and some people just don't turn up.
Sorry about that. Turn it around on me. Fair play.
Yeah. So Kev did a theme tune. Ashley and Riley did the artwork. Alan Bennett's our producer. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.